This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello and welcome to Web Crawlers, the podcast where we do a deep dive into some of our favorite mysteries. Each week we will introduce our topic, lay out our research and findings, reveal some conspiracy theories, and conclude with our own hypothesis. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And I'm producer Maria.
Today we have a super exciting crossover episode. We are so lucky. This is a podcast that we love to listen to. And it's right up the same alley as us. Melissa, what is our episode today?
Well, we have on Paige and Armando from The Cult Podcast.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah.
Thank you guys for being on. We are so excited.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
You guys have a ton of great episodes. Ones that I remember listening to that stood out were you did this 5-part series on Waco, the Branch Davidians. Mm. That was phenomenal. It was really good. You did an episode about flat earthers.
Oh my God.
Did I really?
Melissa has a history with a flat earther. We had a flat earther on and Melissa took him
to Sargent on. We had Mr. Flat Earther.
Yeah.
Oh, you had like the guy.
That's my hero. My enemy. That's my personal hero. I'm a flat earther.
No, he's
by
my
the
enemy.
Way.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I'm a big flat earther.
You're not.
I'm a big fat flat earther.
I thought like Mark Sargent was charming. Like I was literally flirting with him when he was on the episode.
That's what he does, Allie.
That's how they get you.
I know. He was super charming and like we were hitting it off.
Did you hit him with the earth might
how
be?
How was she flirting? She was taking in everything he was saying.
She's like, yeah,
like,
that's
fact,
a good point.
She's going like, you've got a point.
The earth might be flat, but I'm not, Mark. Mm.
Yeah, no, like literally.
I'm just picturing you making like a pros and cons column back at your house. Like, he's charming, but also he rejects science. Yeah. I don't know.
Has a lot of YouTube
I think
subscribers.
We could still make it work.
Makes no sense.
I think I could change him, maybe.
You can get him to travel with you just by telling him that if you're in an airplane, you can see the curvature of the earth. He'll take you on an airplane just to show you you're wrong.
He literally like explained that to us, and I was like, I kind of see it.
Like, no.
But then he released the episode on his own YouTube channel, and his listeners went after us like crazy, called us bimbos, said our voices were annoying, and then Melissa just re-edited our episode with her own commentary.
I put fact checks
after
in
everything
there.
Mark said.
Yeah. Good.
I was like, actually, good. This is how
the horizon works.
Yeah, this is how the horizon works.
Yeah. I will say, you'll get comments about your voice as a lady in podcasting regardless.
Oh,
so,
100%.
You know, at least get the facts in there.
Yes. True. Yeah. Exactly. True.
Okay, well, today we're going to talk about this terrible, terrible cult that I didn't realize was this terrible when I was researching. I was like, oh no, this is bad.
Oh man.
Oh, story of our lives.
This is way worse.
Yeah.
It's this cult from the 1980s called the Superior Universal Alignment, where they believed that Jesus was an alien and that boys born after 1981 needed to be sacrificed for satanic rituals in order to gain salvation.
Fuck yeah, dude. All right, I'm out. Let's do this. Kill me. Let's get it.
Get into it.
And just as a warning, this episode does contain discussions of violence against children, so listen at your own discretion. So, back in 1981, 50-year-old Valentina D'Andrade began preaching to anyone that would listen that God was non-existent, that the world was about to end, your typical cult nonsense.
Yes.
But she was convinced that she was receiving messages from these divine cosmic beings, like she was the chosen one.
Always how
this
it starts.
This is unique. Yeah, because it is always how it starts, but it's usually a dude who's like, God's telling me to sleep with all your wives. Yeah. So
I know, it is. Yeah. She's a girl boss.
She's a girl boss?
Yes, queen.
She's up in people's Facebook emails like, hey, I've got an exciting opportunity for you. I don't know if you know, God is dead. Boys need to die after 1981, but also aliens. Hit me up if you're interested.
Would you like to be a brand ambassador?
Would you like to be Jesus's brand ambassador?
I'm an influencer for aliens.
So she started this church called the Superior Universal Alignment. Her goal was to inform anyone who would listen that God didn't exist, Jesus was an alien, and she was this entity of light, love, and truth who was sent to educate the masses. And she said, like in a future interview, she said people followed her because she was an extrovert, she was loyal, and she was affectionate.
That tracks.
Wow.
Yeah, be loud and give hugs. Anyone will follow you anywhere.
And then one odd belief that one of her teachings was that all male children born after 1981 were reincarnations of evil, and they all had to be killed as a payment to the beings that were eventually going to save everyone.
Okay.
And this meant that any of her followers who had children that were born on January 1st, 1982 or later were supposed to, they had to abandon them in order to gain salvation.
God. All right. Ooh. As a boy born after that, I want to say I'm a little biased towards not dying, but I do know a lot of boys born after that time, and we are all pieces of shit. So,
yeah, well, controversial opinion. Is this just her getting rid of fuckboys? Yeah. Because, like, that's a way to do it.
I'm on board.
Suddenly, commitment issues are just, like, gone. It's
gone. The world would be such a better place. Can you imagine?
I'll finally get a boyfriend.
I would never have to listen to somebody talk about the finer points of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on a date again.
Yes.
I'm telling you, though, Leonardo is definitely the leader of the group.
Is he the purple one? No, that's Donatello.
Okay, now it's turned into my type of podcast. Oh, what's up?
I mean, they like pizza. Who doesn't like pizza? It's very relatable.
Yes. And living in sewers.
Yeah. Who among us?
He has his own apartment, ladies.
Okay, so Valentina's following grew. And apparently her members were often seen out at night wearing hoods and performing black magic.
Mm.
Whatever that means.
I mean, it sounds like a police report from a very racist police station is what it sounds like.
Sounds like the Ku Klux Klan wearing hoods.
Yes.
However, in 1986, Valentina has said there was a day when this rapture was going to happen, and nothing happened.
Oh, never put
a
deadline.
Her followers were like, huh, that's weird.
I bet she had an excuse. I bet here comes the excuse.
Here comes the excuse.
Always.
She's like, well, you know why the ship didn't come? Because y'all bitches ain't loyal enough.
Whoa.
So she told them if they could demonstrate their devotion to her, that the ship would finally come. And this is when all of the boys started to disappear.
Ooh, oh no.
By ship, we mean spaceship, right?
Yes.
Okay, I was thinking like a clarifying. Big pirate ship. And oh. I was like, I don't know why my mind went there first.
I forgot this was a UFO cult, and I was like, yacht? But yeah. Also, this is something we see in cults so often where it becomes an issue of the sunk cost fallacy of like, we have invested so much time into this. I know that this prophecy didn't come true, but if I admit that everything is wrong, then I have to admit that literally everything I've believed and given up, you know, my life for is wrong.
Like QAnon.
A lot like QAnon. And so when those prophecies don't come true, a lot of times they galvanize people towards thinking of like, what's the next one? Yep. Because that's easier than admitting that everything has been a lie.
The perfect way to explain it to anyone who needs like a real world analogy is like, imagine you're trying to find a parking spot. And you see one and it's really far away from your place and you're like, I could probably find a better one. And then you spend 2 hours driving around your neighborhood and all the spots are gone and the spot you almost got is gone. And you're like, well, I know there's going to be a better spot. I can't admit to there not being a better spot now. I can't be wrong. I'm just going to keep looking for a better spot.
Yeah.
I spent two hours trying to find a parking spot last night and I'm still really upset about it.
Yeah, you're just venting.
Yeah. Thank you for allowing me to share with the group.
Yeah, thank you for your share. Thank you.
So, in 1989, the Amazonian town of Altamira received a sudden increase of missing children. And there weren't a ton of clues about what happened, so the police, they didn't really have any clues or anything to go off of. And by 1993, there were 19 missing children, all boys, aged from 8 to 13.
I just imagine the policeman's like notebook just says piranhas, question mark?
Yeah, like...
Yeah, like, I don't know.
Anaconda?
Anaconda?
No, they don't want none unless you've got buns, hon, so it's fine. They're probably, probably sick.
River rafting yeah. accident, question mark?
Ice cube? Involved
the rapper or the drink condiment. I don't know what the an ice rapper. Cube is.
The drink. Wasn't he an anaconda?
Yeah, the film Anaconda. Oh, okay. You are correct. Okay,
as was Owen Wilson.
He yep. was an anaconda.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
Anaconda was a big deal back in the day. Yeah. Not now. I realize that looking back on that, it seems foolish that we were like giant snake could eat Owen Wilson. No. Yeah, absolutely. But like. In the
Turns
90s.
Out you
yeah.
need yeah. many little snakes on an airplane. And that's what makes for a yes. good movie.
There you go. The evolution.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There you go. Okay. So eventually, the bodies of 5 children were found dead with signs of torture and castration.
Oh.
Ooh.
And the investigators determined that these murders were probably connected to a doctor or someone who works in the medical field because they seemed to be made by an expert. However, oh, than that,
interesting.
There was no evidence. That was like the only thing. They're like, huh, looks like a professional is doing this.
That's a thing I hold on to with the Black Dahlia murder too, where it's like yes. it was so precisely cut and I'm just like, it must have been a doctor. So when they found that guy who was like allegedly an abortionist, I was like, yes.
Yeah, that one podcast, well, I can't remember the name of it, it was so good where they basically found who the Black Dahlia killer was, that like doctor.
Yeah, they strongly suspect it's that one doctor guy, and then there's somebody who thinks it was their grandfather. It's like a right. whole thing. But yeah, anytime there's precise cuts, I'm always yep. like,
yeah. I like that they totally. Say that it appeared to be done by a professional. And it's like, if you're cutting off kids' balls, at what point are you no longer a professional?
Yes, that's true. Do you have your own clinic for that? Do you like? I specialize in removing the testicles of children.
I'm very professional. Here's my business card.
Take away that license. Yeah.
Here,
also,
here's my badge.
So stupid.
I did a business.
I haven't listened to this podcast and I need to, but I want to hear the testimony from the guy who thinks his grandfather was the Black Dahlia murder. Like, I want to. When did you start?
He wrote a book.
It?
Yeah, he wrote a whole book.
Yeah, he wrote a whole book. He got into true crime and was like hearing about the case and knew that his grandfather like lived in the area and was just like, wait a second, grandpa was creepy. And then like extrapolated from there. Though.
I want to see the inciting incident that made this guy go like, oh, my grandpa was a piece of shit, though. He was a piece of shit.
It's like one bad Christmas. That's
what if you get two bad, if I get two bad Christmas presents, I'm as immediately accusing you of being the Zodiac killer.
He's a murderer.
I have to imagine that they went to go see Dark Knight together, and his grandpa after was just like, "Let me put a smile on that face," and he was like, "Wait a second,
why so serious?"
Hashtag the Black Dahlia.
Okay, so the police opened an investigation. They began to connect the dots between the murders and the missing children. And a lot of the boys were identified as homeless children who worked on the streets.
Oh.
But most of the missing children had been reported by their families, which confused the detectives because they didn't think that both cases could be related. They're like, kidnappers? Murders? Totally separate.
We've seen that before where people will adopt children and then mistreat them.
Yeah.
With cults. So like that's not unheard of.
Right.
It's real sad, but
what was that we covered that the Brazilian cult, and I'm the one who covered it and I can't remember her name. Florentine.
Floralise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did they do? Lady, she adopted something like...
She adopted like 50 kids, right?
She would have like a
Mia Farrow.
Tear. Mia Farrow is not going to appreciate this next part, but she then had like a tiered system where like the best kids got like good care, and then there was other kids who got like not good food, and then there was people that just had to eat like breadcrumbs, and also she like fucked one of them.
Oh, it's
she had a sexual relationship with one of them,
and then that guy, and then like killed him for like insurance money or something, or because she was jealous,
shot him in the dick
like 30 times or something,
like 30 or 40
and
times.
Also, by the way, I should have mentioned this story is fucking crazy. She's also on like the Brazilian equivalent of the Supreme Court, and she's a pop star, and she's an actress.
And
she shot this guy.
She made her own movie about her own life.
She shot this guy in the dick like 30 times. And the police were like, I think it was just like a random robbery. I could see no reason how this could be at all a crime of emotional
passion. She's free, right? Like, she's not in prison or anything. She's like,
the story just keeps getting worse.
Yeah.
It was in the
or
news.
Or better.
Better. It was in the news, I think, probably about a year ago at this point, or close to it.
Oh my God. That is insane.
Because she's a government official.
Yeah, they had to like impeach her so that they could do that. And I don't know if you guys know, but apparently impeaching somebody is very fucking hard to do.
Go figure. Yeah.
I mean, sometimes it happens twice, but in Brazil.
Yeah, but it still doesn't really do anything.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's
holy shit. That's crazy.
There's a million different examples of that exact thing. You know, it's so wild.
Oh my God.
Jeez. So then one day a boy came to the police and was like, I escaped this like cult, or these kidnappers had me. They were abusing me. I escaped. Here's their names and who they are. And he ended up testifying in the trials that happened later.
Nice. Oh my God.
His name was Wanderlei Pinheiro.
Sounds right.
And he, thank you.
I was like, is that a question?
This is me absolving you of guilt. It's just like, that's not me.
Thank you.
Estoy bien. It's okay. Yeah.
So he described some really horrific things involving torture, rape, castration, and mutilation. And he also explained that other children were stabbed to death and their organs were extracted to sell on the black market. That's where the doctors come in.
Holy shit.
I mean, that's why you need the doctor, because if you just chainsaw an organ out of somebody, you can't resell that.
No.
The resale value drops as soon as it's off the lot. Yeah, it's
like a bad fruit.
Yeah.
You got a nick and a kidney. You're like,
no.
I wonder if that's why they chose children, because their organs are healthier than adults who've like smoked and drank. And I'm being serious.
I was on board with you, Allie.
Everyone else was on board with it. But here's the thing: they were specifically targeting these like homeless children that had to do work. So I am imagining that there is just a 13-year-old. Boy is just like, I've been thinking about unionizing.
Gotta stay safe. Smoke myself safe.
I was thinking about going home and playing with my Bop-It. It's been a long
day. Bop-It?
I can't remember any toys. Speak and spell.
Skip it.
I do think it's a case of, you know, when we think about like the murder of sex workers and things like that, it's the less dead, where it's like, who will they not look for? And if you have unhoused children, absolutely, that is easily going to be swept under the rug. Like when we covered some of the stories that are alleged about Falun Gong and how the Chinese government has harvested their organs, which turned out to be very, very true, and a lot of proof about that. But because they are like political prisoners, they are essentially similar to the less dead. People don't look for them. And so that's how they're able to do it. I think that's probably why it was children. I think if they had a source of adults that they could easily harvest from, they'd probably be doing that too.
There was a great documentary on that. I can't remember what it was.
Well, they had a museum exhibit. It was that like body exhibit turned out to be partially furnished by the organs of prisoners.
Wait.
Yeah.
The Body Worlds exhibit, the plasticination?
Yeah. The one that has like organs encased in resin. I know. It's a super interesting, fascinating exhibit. But allegedly, that's how some of the organs were obtained. Allegedly. Finger quotes, allegedly.
Yeah. I had no idea. That makes
you
sense, though.
You loved a crime, Melissa.
I am heartbroken because that's one of my favorite
things. So were they. That was the first thing they broke out.
Wow. Oh boy. Okay.
I feel bad, but I can't stop imagining that same kid I was talking about. Just like, I want better working conditions, but Simon says no unionizing.
Marlboro Reds. Yeah. So people in this community were totally shocked when this kid identified who these people were, because they were all like respected members of society. He named two doctors.
Hiding in plain
sight. A wealthy
businessman,
a former police officer, and Valentina D'Andrade.
Ooh.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And so because all of this happened in like a very remote town, I think Altamira is like smack in the middle of Brazil, like this small town. It took over 11 years to like sort out this case, to figure it out.
Wow.
And there's no like official numbers, since the media gave like a lot of different versions, but out of the 19 missing children, 5 were never found.
Oh, Jesus.
Yikes.
Yeah. So the deaths, there were 6 boys aged between 10 and 13. Their bodies were beaten and castrated. And one notable death that I was reading about, this boy named Alton Fonseca, he's 10. His body was taken to the morgue, but it disappeared before it could be analyzed.
Oh.
Like, that's just out there on the internet. Like, the body disappeared. And, like, there's no other information for it. Like, well, where did it?
So.
It probably could have been traced back to the cop or something, maybe.
There's a.
Zombies?
Zombies is probably the most likely if we're being very real.
I would say so. Yeah. It just walked out of there.
Yeah.
In my experience, when bodies just disappear from the morgue, it's Frankenstein or zombies. And so.
Yeah.
That's
did you even do research? Yeah. How did you not consider zombies? Come on, dude.
I know.
But on a real note, when we were covering the Florida Lee case, there was we did a lot of digging into Brazil's troubled relationship with crime and justice. And one of the things that we found was that corruption is so common that they have a term for a rich person getting arrested, which roughly translates to end with pizza, because there's nothing that a couple of beers and a large pizza can't get you out of in Brazil.
Whoa. We did an episode on, there was that TV show host guy who was like planting or like encouraging people to murder people so he could be at the scene quicker and cover it and have like the highest rated TV show. Like he was behind all these murders and deaths. It was crazy.
Oh yeah, there was that Netflix doc.
Oh, Nightcrawler. I saw that.
that was a troubling one where I was watching that Nightcrawler documentary and it's like in this neighborhood and it was my neighborhood and I was like, damn it.
That was
we
a
thought
good
it was
show.
Nice here.
That was a good show. You guys have seen that, right, Maria?
Oh, oh yeah.
I was talking about the movie with
I got your joke. Then I got confused and then I kept nodding because I was like, am I wrong?
Nightcrawler, Night Stalker, Night...
I went to Night Stalker documentary. That is my bad. I have just been trapped in my house watching documentaries all the time. Yes, Nightcrawler, the movie where Jude Law kills people so he can be at the scene faster. Yes, yes, yes.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
That makes
It's not Jude Law. It's Jake Gyllenhaal.
I'm sorry. But yeah, that makes more sense.
Then Paige goes, okay, listen, I've been watching a lot of Jude Law movies. I've been stuck in my house.
I've been podcasting since 7 a.m. this morning.
Oh, my God.
Wow, Jude Law sounds like a great movie. Yeah.
I mean, but okay, think about that movie if it had Jude Law in it.
I love it.
I like Jude Law. Nothing wrong with Jude Law.
Right? Put him in it. No.
Well, you know what they should put in Brazil? Some Jude Law and Justice. Hey, bring it back.
Hey.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay. Brought it back.
Bring it back. Two out of four co-hosts agree that was good.
Okay, then they found three boys who were alive but injured. They were 8, 9, and 10. Two boys were castrated and had to undergo several reconstructive surgeries and like a lot of psychological treatment.
Yeah.
Five boys are still missing, age 9 to 13.
Jesus Christ.
Yikes.
And then we come to the alleged organ trafficking ring. This is where the doctors come in. They don't know this for sure, but there was an alleged gang of traffickers who were kidnapping the children to extract their organs. And all of the cuts and stuff were like precise, like a doctor made them. And two doctors had moved to Altamira in 1990. And so investigators were like, huh, that's weird that these two random doctors who were like successful outside of the city just like moved into the city, the small town, just randomly.
Hmm.
They were like, that's suspicious. So they looked into them. Their names were Anicio Ferreira de Souza and Cecio Brandejo, and they detained both of the doctors. However, the expert reports prove that as the organs were extracted, they were unusable for transportation purposes. So without this sufficient evidence, the doctors were released and the case went cold. They're like, well, some of these organs are not used for trafficking, so they couldn't really arrest them.
So essentially they were so bad at their crime they got away
they
with
were
it
bad at their jobs.
Damn. Yeah.
I was trying to Google if you could use a child's organ for adult transplant.
Oh. Clear your history,
yeah,
bro.
That is fair. I found a few different things. Well, first of all, my idea was that because their liver's so tiny, right? Because I'm big man. I got big liver. If I need a new liver,
I'm big man.
Big strong man born after 1982. And if I needed a new liver, I feel like I'd need two children's livers, like stapled together to equal
one liver.
Don't they grow with you, though? Isn't that a thing that, like, they can grow within your body? Am I making that up?
It doesn't appear so.
Yeah, because the rest of your body
isn't. It seems like you need an organ donor from around the same general size or age. Maybe not size, but age, probably. What I did find out is something incredibly sad, which is that you're never too young to become an organ donor because there's a bunch of kids who also need body parts.
Yeah, but also, I mean, that's why you have the organ donor sticker on your driver's license and stuff because... You know,
no.
You're
not
using
it.
I selected. I'm like, sure, take all my organs. I don't care. Do whatever you want.
Take the ones you want right now.
I don't care.
You know, we're probably not far away from 3D printing organs.
Yeah.
Oh, Can't wait.
Yeah.
Then you could just have for fun around the house.
Printing up a kidney.
Just to cook it.
Check out this liver I got.
If you could 3D. No, don't you me first because it's going to get worse. This is actually the worst thing to say into a microphone on the internet after Googling.
I know where you're going with it.
Would you?
And the answer is yes.
Print an organ just to cook it, just to be a cannibal without the guilt.
Well, Maria was actually, this happened in a previous episode. Maria said she was curious about human meat.
No, I did not say I was curious. I said, I don't even know what I said, but that's crazy.
You wondered what you would taste like.
Yeah, you said you wondered what your meat would taste like.
Would you wonder, what does human meat taste like?
Yeah.
Supposedly pork.
Oh.
Yeah, supposedly it's really close to pork.
See, I don't want to taste it. I don't want to taste it.
Good with a little bit of milk.
That sounds good.
If you're smoking, barbecue sauce. Oh, 12, with your Marlboro Reds.
Yeah, exactly. Then when they just like slice a piece off you, it's like bacon.
You interested? I got a guy.
I hear Army Hammer has the hookup.
Oh God.
Oh no. Oh boy. All right, now seems like a good time for a quick break.
Web Crawlers has a Patreon to get access to rewards, bonus episodes, shout outs, videos a day early, ad-free episodes. Please go to patreon.com/webcrawlers. Also, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. If you give us a 5-star review, we will read it on our mailbag episodes. And also, please call our hotline. Find that number yourself. Losers. And it's so easy to find. And we love playing your voicemails. We have like weeks and weeks to catch up on.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
All right, back to the show. Okay, so I found this newspaper article from Brazil in 1992 that said it was in Portuguese, and so I put in a translator, so this might be rough. It said the wife of a small town mayor was desperate to turn around her husband's business fortunes when she contacted satanic cult members, police say. They say the cost for the good luck ritual was $2,000 plus the life of a boy. And this is Valentina's cult. So now at least 7 people are under arrest, including the mayor's wife and daughter. And police are searching for Jose Tarugi and Valentina de Andrade, who lead the cult that abducted a 7-year-old boy, mutilated his body. Police allege the mayor's wife paid members $2,000 to kill the boy in a ritual intended to improve her husband's floundering business prospects and reverse political setbacks caused by his mismanagement of City Hall.
Only $2,000. Like, that's what I can't get over, because I'm Like, how much are they selling those organs for that they're like, oh, yeah, 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 the down payment's just $2,000. But, like, it's the boy that's the actual moneymaker.
Sorry. It's normally more, but Satan accepts competitors' coupons.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Oh, boy.
He's kind of a cheap bastard like that.
Oh, and this woman, the mayor's wife, she was like a teacher. She worked at elementary school, and she lured the boy with candy. That's how she got him.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
1993. So the researchers reopened the case. The two doctors were arrested. And then witnesses said that they did participate in the Superior Universal Alignment. And there's this book. Valentina wrote a bunch of books. She wrote a book called God the Great Scam, which is kind of a tight title for a book.
Branding on point. I love it when people self-publish a bunch of books. That's my favorite.
Oh, it's the best. It's the best.
I also feel like the name of their cult sounds like someone was picking words out of a hat, like charades style. And they're just like, yeah, it's called Superior. Shake, shake, shake. Universal. Shake, shake, shake. Alignment. Well, and that's what they went with.
It sounded like God's chiropractor. So, you know. It just seemed like really all around bullshit, you know what I mean? Yeah. Don't come at me, pro chiropractor people. I'm sorry. I'm already apologetic for it.
I don't believe in chiropractors. I'm so sorry.
They're not real. Chiropractors are just our parents.
Oh boy. Okay, so in the book it says, watch out for children. They are unconscious instruments of the great scam called God and his evil collaborators. Also called children violent and recommended paying special attention to those born after 1981.
Oh my gosh, was somebody listening to my phone calls with my mother about why I don't give her grandchildren? What is this?
Do you really know why it's specifically 1981?
I don't know. I tried to find any sort of reasoning in that it was just... it's just the number that kept coming up.
I would assume that this all relates back to her wanting to make money off of organ trafficking. And there was something about child organs that...
Smart.
Because it seems when she was getting payment and it was like, and a child and all this stuff, it was all about being able to... That's what it seems like
to me. I didn't even
think...
Yeah, that makes total sense. I didn't even put that together.
Yeah. That does... It seems like she hated kids before, but, like, there's plenty of us that do that and don't kill people, so...
Yes, you're right about that.
I have a weird... I have a weird theory, but I don't think it's right.
Let's hear
it. But I'll throw it out. Like, I'm wondering if it's, like... Because she has this concept of God. I already know this isn't right, but I'm just going to say it. Like in the late 1970s and early 1980s, there was this concept of like the indigo children and like the crystal children and the whole like new age thing of like there's this new generation of children who are born who are like messengers of God and they're like angels brought to earth to like change the earth and like things like that. So I'm wondering if she thought that this new generation of children were like... special like indigo children and they should all be wiped out.
That's possible.
That's interesting.
That's a thought. She's dealing with some new age philosophy bringing UFOs into the mix, so I think that's very possible.
It's not totally wrong.
It's not totally wrong. It could also all be a lie just to get those sweet, sweet organs.
Yeah, I like that.
Which is most likely.
I looked up, honestly, what I Googled was famous people born after 1981. And what I found was a list of people born in 1981. And it is a killer list of people. So people that she would have thought would have deserved to die is Chris Evans. Justin Timberlake, whose middle name, by the way, is Randall. So I feel like we've been living a lie.
Can I interject real quick with a crazy middle name story? Do you know what I'm going to say?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know what Hugh Grant's middle name is?
Oh no, I was not ready for this. Go ahead.
You're going to die. His middle name is Mungo. Hugh Mungo.
No, it's not.
His name is
Google
Hugh
it.
Mungo
I
Grant.
Swear to God. Mungo is like a Scottish or something like...
It's a family
name. It's a
name,
family name. And his name is literally Hugh Mungo.
Hugh Mungo.
Okay, I'm on Snopes and it's mostly true. People are saying this is true.
Hugh John Mungo Grant. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's huge on Mungo Grant. Like, it just makes
it
worse.
At first I thought this was something your brothers would have told you when you were like 12 and it stuck with you.
I just believe it.
That's what.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, this is true.
That's wild.
All right,
Hugh Mungo's not here, but on the other list of good boys born in 1981, we got Joseph Gordon-Levitt. We've got Elijah Wood.
Oh, Frodo.
Yeah, well,
that's
see, I thought so too. Yeah. But then you've got some stinkers in here. You got Ray J. You got Pitbull.
I mean, he made decent headphones. He's Mr. Worldwide.
You got Pitbull,
like, come on.
You got Jared Kushner.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah,
that,
I have a
no,
personal
yeah.
vendetta with Pitbull because he's the more famous Armando. I don't know if you knew that his real name is Armando.
Oh, I didn't know, Mr. Steal Your Girl.
Yeah, no, Mr. Worldwide.
Who do you get confused for more now, Pitbull or the Mandalorian, who goes by Mando?
I get the Mandalorian a lot. The other thing too is if you Google Armando Torres, the most common one is this like Marine. Yeah, that Marine
that guy that got
kidnapped
killed
in Mexico and killed by the cartel, and it's like a super brutal case and like still very open to this day, and it's like, damn.
Oh,
there's
God.
No joke I'm gonna tell it's gonna be a better search result than that dude.
Oh God, yeah.
Okay, so back to this cult. So this Superior Universal Alignment rolls right off the tongue. It was investigated for the alleged involvement of the kidnapping and murdering of Evandro Ramos in 1992. And Valentina's home was searched. They found hoods and videos. The videos, the VHS tapes, they saw her like she was in a trance and she was saying, "Kill little children," is what they like heard her saying.
It's weird that she went to film school and they found one of her student films, but I'm glad to hear that they investigated it. That is strange. Yeah. And I'm starting to feel like the organs were a byproduct where she was just like, I hate kids.
Yeah.
Gonna kill them. How can I make it profitable?
Yeah. However, some experts who looked at the tape, they said that the expression used, they thought like the translation of it was actually, yes, but there are more experienced little children. Like, they couldn't figure out what... I don't understand why they couldn't figure out... They were, like, debating on what she actually was saying.
Wow. Remember that all of America couldn't decide if a dress was blue or white and gold, so... Yeah.
Yellow. Or yellow.
Yeah. Oral, so things that are too. Up for debate
right,
a lot.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So because of this, the material was disregarded... And Valentina's name was removed from the judicial inquiry.
What?
She claimed she had never worked with the Superior Universal Alignment, and she said she had visited Altamira only a few times, and the last time being in 1987. She's like, I don't know her. I don't know them.
I don't know her.
I've got a house there, but like, I mean, you could have houses anywhere.
So then there was the indictment. So, according to the investigators, 74-year-old Jose de Costa saw one of the doctors, Dr. Brandejo, on the Trans-Amazonian Highway carrying a styrofoam box with a bloodstained machete.
What is this, the opening of the next Friday the 13th film? Yeah. Holy crap.
He's like, wait, I saw that doctor. He had a bloody machete in a styrofoam box. Like, organ?
I don't know if he did anything, but I did see him carrying a box of body parts and a bloody machete.
Like seven. Leap to any conclusions. And then another witness said they attended a satanic cult at D'Souza's house in 1991, the other doctor, where he saw Valentina. Oh, Jesus. So in all, the investigation indicted seven people for participating in the crimes. And Valentina wasn't kept before her trial, and she was allowed to just walk free. They're like, okay, well, yeah, you weren't there, so we'll just let you go free until the trial.
Oh, geez. And then suddenly 20 more boys went missing.
And so the police investigation had so many flaws. What else is new?
Yeah.
There were no autopsies performed on the corpses. There were no forensic examinations performed on the body, the locations. There was no evidence connecting any of the crimes. They didn't do any sort of deep dive. They were just like, okay, yeah, they're dead. Cops are crazy.
Do you think they had people on the inside? I feel like that's a way that a lot of organizations get away. Like when we looked at Om Shinrikyo, they had scientists and government officials and everything in the group. And so it was easy for them to get like tipped off that the police were going to come raid them and things like that.
Well, yeah, because one of the people who was participating in the cult was a police officer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So then there's the trial. And the prosecution evidence included a video of, it's a video where Valentina is receiving a gun as a gift. And Valentina says, or she says to her husband, it has bullets of gold to kill little vampires.
Oh, no.
Oh, jeez.
Like, there's a video.
First of all,
saying this to her husband.
Vampires, you need silver bullets or wood bullets. Idiot. Get it right.
A
or garlic
stake.
Or crosses. Nowhere is it gold bullets. Yeah. So, I mean, that makes me suspicious right there.
Although it is pretty baller.
Yeah.
It is pretty kind of tight.
It is a nice flex.
So somehow Valentina convinced the judge and the jury that she was out of town when all these murders took place. She was exonerated.
What?
She's like, I wasn't there. There's no evidence connecting her to any of this.
Oh my god.
Like physical evidence.
Is she pretty? I'm gonna Google her. How does she get away with all this?
She pretty? Officer, no. I wasn't even there. You don't have to write me a ticket. What if I cry? Does that help?
Melissa, I have a question though. What happened to all of the cult followers like during this? I know some of them were indicted and everything, but like no one turned. No one was like, no, she was there. She was. I mean, it just seems crazy that all these.
I don't think so.
It could also just be he said, she said, where like, there's just no evidence.
Right.
So there's nothing to back up one or the other.
And did they ever get pissed that like the ship never came? Like what happened to their...
Well, that's what happens with these cults and these religions. They're like, oh, it's coming. Oh, wait, no, that was I was mistaken. Yeah. It's a future date. They convince them that like, oh no, it didn't happen for this reason. We have to wait another year for this because
we didn't kill enough children.
That was the problem before, is that they weren't loyal enough. So no one's going to flip now because that was what...
Right. These hoes ain't loyal.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
These hoes ain't loyal. And the secret second part of that chorus is, and that's why the spaceship didn't come. That's what a lot of people...
Exactly.
Yeah, that part doesn't play in the club.
Exactly. So, but one of the doctors, D'Souza, he was sentenced to 77 years in prison. Because he was connected to some of these murders. And then two other people received terms. Mailton Madeira Gomez, he was a policeman. He was sentenced to 57 years. And then Brandejo, the other police officer, or the other doctor, was sentenced to 56 years in prison.
Still doesn't seem that long for killing 19 kids and selling their organs.
Well, they'll be dead.
I don't know.
They'll die in prison.
They'll die in prison. But also, it's nice to see a policeman actually get charged once in a while.
For once in my life.
Oh.
A jury voted 6-1 to set Valentina free. It was a 17-day trial.
Wow.
She was 72 at the time. She fainted after the judgment.
Oh, yeah, right.
And she like had to receive medical attention.
Right.
In the court, and like the victims' families were in court. They were like, there was like a riot. They were like screaming and yelling. They're like, don't give her medical attention.
What a loser.
Yeah, what a loser. But then, so she's free. She got out.
Yeah, she's
then
out.
Then in 2009, apparently she was preaching again in Argentina.
What?
How old was she at that point? Almost 100?
No, because this trial was 2003, because it took so long.
Oh, that's right, because it took so long. Okay, so it's like 80.
Yeah. And so 2016, she's 86. She was actually investigated for tax evasion and money laundering.
Yeah.
That's how they always get people,
though. That's how they got
them damn taxes.
What's his face?
Yeah.
Al Capone.
Al Capone didn't pay his kid eating tax.
Oh, boy. There's a YouTube video that showed, like, the media went to her house and was like, Valentina de Andrade is They found like hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash and jewels were found at her house. And her lawyer was like talking to the media. And she said that Valentina got a lot of the money in jewels from her ex-husbands.
Plural.
And that members of the Superior Universal Alignment cult donated it to her. What?
But she wasn't involved with them at all,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she wasn't involved. She's like, they gave me all this money for free. And it was her current husband at the time who ratted her out. Because, like, there was some disagreement happening with the cult and him. So he went to the police and was like, she has all of this money. She hasn't been paying taxes for years.
Hmm.
Also,
oh, good for him.
Her website is still up and it's active.
Oh, hell yeah.
Dang.
Valentina de Andrade. It looks like it was made like GeoCities style.
Isn't that always the case? Bright green on blue background.
Yeah, oh my God, it is a blue background. You're so right.
Yes! I didn't even look.
Oh my God, it says on it, oh wait, oh no, okay, well there's a spaceship now.
There's a spaceship and like stars twinkling. There's like headlines that say like, high knowledge, truth spreading, biography,
celestial mechanics.
Yeah, I've got some pretty high knowledge
and
myself.
It has her books on there.
I click on the website and all of a sudden there's the new age music playing. It says, I materialized energy in the planet Earth with the name of Valentina de Andrade in honor to light. Oh, there, yeah. It's gone. Sorry, I can't control all the graphics that are happening here.
Yeah. I also like that a celestial being is like, I have to get the word out. Yeah. I am all powerful. What's the best way? Yeah. Website that hasn't been updated in 5 years.
Who knows HTML?
I also
right. I can speak any language. I can speak truth to power. I can't speak Java.
She says she's semi-literate. In her biography, she says I'm semi-illiterate. So I ask those who have studied not to consider my grammatical or orthographic mistakes. I could write,
but she knew the word orthographic. Yeah.
I could write with sophistication by engaging someone trained, and if I do not, it is because I do not want to distort my authenticity. Obviously, a final adjustment by my legal advisor will be done so as not to fall in casa turpis of others. I don't know what that.
Okay.
God, this is.
It says something insane on her website, which should implicate her for crimes. It says
I murdered
some
8 boys.
No, it says something kind of similar to that. It says things I have the answers to. One, which is fucked up and gives insight into her, is it says the cause of homosexuality. But then the next thing says the donations of organs and the reasons for rejections.
What?
It says that.
Oh. Next, yeah. People taste like bacon. Yeah.
I don't want to get into it if it's going to be a very, very long answer. But what? What, pray tell, is the reason for homosexuality?
That she says?
It doesn't. It does. It just says she knows the answer to it, and then there's no explanation. So my guess is that you have to join the cult.
You got
to
buy the book.
You got to buy the book.
You got to give me jewels so I can tell you why you're gay. Yeah.
Wow. This is, if you guys want to go to this website, it's valentinadeandre.com/en. Well, you could just go to .com.
Yeah, it's just her name.com.
Yeah, it's just her name.com. Copyright 2008, all rights reserved.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, she's still alive. So she would be like, what, 91-ish? Yeah. 92-ish?
Well, the aliens made her immortal, so it doesn't really matter.
Right. That's true.
It's crazy. Look at this website and realize that this website existed at the same time that Obama was president.
Oh, man, you were not kidding about that music.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
They've got an audio clip on here from 1983. It was recorded in a live radio program, and it's her speaking.
Oh, wow. It's probably in Portuguese.
Ooh, there's a poem.
Ooh.
To my father, if I could feel as you feel, if I knew how to vibrate in the syntony that you vibrate. Okay, well now it's weird because it's her dad.
I think she meant God.
Wow.
Well, that's not any better. Vibrating to God is not great.
Yeah. I mean, we're all horny for God, but not like that.
Yeah. Keep it to Pornhub, lady. Yeah.
Any last thoughts, guys? I mean, this is crazy. It seems like due to her age, she's probably going to kick the bucket soon, but she got off. I mean, she's just living her life, making HTML websites.
We know she got off. Exactly. She was vibrating to God.
Yeah. What a crazy case.
I like your theory, Maria, about the young boys in the organ transplant or the organ selling the black market. That makes so much sense. That's how she's gotten. That's why she has stacks of cash in her house and she's not paying taxes.
And jewels. Anyone who has jewels lying around is trouble, in my opinion.
Well, it's like Jeffrey Epstein had jewels and like wads of cash. It's just like never. Good people don't have just like jewels and cash.
Are we talking okay, specifically, not like jewelry, like jewels in stuff, but if you just have like a rock.
No, I'm talking about jewels.
Like,
just like rogue jewels.
Like a ruby. And yeah, ruby. And like a
if you're fucking Howie from Uncut Gems running around with black opal in your pocket, you're a piece of shit. That's what you're telling me? Okay.
Yes.
I mean, if you're not like a jeweler, like if you're a jeweler, I understand you having loose gems. But if you're just like an accountant who has loose gems, I have questions.
It's a prequel to Uncut Gems where it's not, there's no drama. It's just him setting up the shop and like going to different offices.
Pulling up the iron curtain in the morning and turning up the
getting
the
his first colonoscopy, because remember that's how the fucking movie started. Anyway,
it's crazy. I still actually haven't seen it. It was too hectic.
Oh, it's a very
me.
That's a great way to put it. It is a hectic movie.
My mom said it was the best movie that she never has to watch again.
Imagine
wanting to watch that again. Like, hey, let's watch Uncut Gems again.
I love it.
Like,
it's one of my favorite movies. I own. No. I have an Uncut Gems shirt and sweater. I own the movie. I'm a big fan.
Whoa. You're on the street
team.
He's
got just piles of Uncut Gems. And Armando, is this you coming
and
out to us as a child murderer? Yeah.
Hey, come on, guys. Yeah.
That's why you were so curious. Why I was saying if you had jewels in your house, you were like, whoa, 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 whoa. What do you mean if you have?
Well, I don't know. I have chains in my house, which is not like not like scary chains, but like
no,
like necklaces.
You did not help your case with chains. I knew what you meant, but then I was just like, well, now it sounds like handcuffs.
That's fair. That's fair. I'm also the guy that was like, if they made fake people meat, would you eat it? And then you were like, no. And I was like, why not?
But also,
I said, yeah, though.
Would you?
Paige, Armando, this has been like so fun. We should do this more often. If people want to listen to your podcast, where can they find you or find you individually? Tell us more.
Yeah, Cult Podcast is available pretty much everywhere you listen to podcasts, but we have kind of a new home on a platform called Rooster Teeth. It's a really fun place with a bunch of really, really cool different forms of content. They've got like video content, they do streaming, they've got true crime stuff. It's a really awesome place. So you can find us on Rooster Teeth. They've got an app you can download on like a million different devices. They've also got a website that is much better designed than the one we just spent a bunch of time talking about. So go check us out, Cult Podcast. Hopefully on our social media we'll post links in our on our Instagram and Twitter to the episodes that we've kind of touched on briefly. We talked about Waco, Flat Earthers, Florida Lee. You can also find us on Instagram at Cult Podcast and Twitter at Cult Podcast Show.
Awesome. Perfect. And Melissa, if people want to find us, where can they do so?
You know, you can find us on Twitter and Instagram, and then you can email us.
Why don't you tell the people where, Melissa, since it's going to be on another show also.
pod@gmail.com.
All the links. This coming from Allie at the beginning of the episode went, and you can find the number. Find it. Google it.
Call our hotline. We're not going to tell you what it is. Yeah. You should know. It's as ubiquitous as 911.
Basically just spent 5 minutes being like, listen, you fucking idiots, if you don't know our number by now, go fuck yourself.
She really did.
Listen, I'm a hypocrite. And you can listen to Web Crawlers Pod on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever podcasts are found. Thank you guys for coming on. We so appreciate it. I am Allie Siegel.
I'm Melissa Stetton.
And I'm producer Maria.
I'm not going to say BYE because it makes my dogs crazy and they know I'm getting off the Zoom. So, adios.
Adios.
Goodbye.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.